Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hafley, raving about Eric Wilstead's guy Xavier McKinney as he gets another interception.
Innovator.
And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
We have this, we're on the video screen. You and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. His head's so big with that prediction.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Morning, Tausch.
Good morning, Vinny. So I got a couple of little incidents that happened in the last couple of days that I wanted to... You guys are kind of my sounding board as far as, like, what's right, what's not.
Okay.
And if you have a little three-way stop sign, which is different than a four because there's grass in a park, and the I'm stopped here, and then there's people to my right that are making a left-hand turn. So if you're on the video screen, here am I, nothing here. Left-hand turn here, and then no stop sign coming from this side. So if someone is coming straight, the left-hand turn person can't go left. I got to the stop sign after, but I saw that the person was coming straight. I decided to go, and the person that was making the left lost their blank at me. I could see it. They're blowing their horn. But did I do something wrong on this scenario?
So you don't feel that your early action impeded that left-hand turn driver?
They couldn't go left,
right?
Because somebody was coming from, it's the rare three-way stop. So if it's a four-way stop,
yeah,
it's obviously whoever gets there first, even if they're making a left. This was a three-way, really a two-way stop, me and the person to my right, and the person coming straight, I could go straight because there was no turn signal. They're going left. And the person lost their blank at me, even though I could go, and I actually made it easier for them because then their left-hand turn is an easier turn.
100% with Tausch in this camp. Anything that moves it along. We have a lot of – I'm on the south side, and we have a ton of four-way stops, Tausch. I can't tell you. You know what makes me lose my mind? When you're there, when you're there before me
– I like roundabouts.
Anyway, you're there before me. I pull up next. It's very clear it's your turn. And you're in there waving me along. Like, don't help me. Just follow the rules. Go. It's your turn.
So you'd rather
I'd rather wait. It's your turn.
Yeah, I don't think there should be waving. Like, it should be. And if somebody has to hit the brakes, if there's an incident, fine. And then you can wave. There should be no waving unless there's a brake hit. Someone has to hit the brake. Then the other thing, did you realize... How does it happen here? Because, you know, we're old enough that we used to put keys in the car and you'd have to actually take them out and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's gotten better, fobs and the whole bit. But my buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's car or in his wife's purse.
Yeah.
So he goes, the car doesn't shut off or stop. He went all the way to our pickleball spot. And then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore. So if he would have stopped and got gas or stopped somewhere, he would have been, kind of up. So I think, is this standard? Because, A, doesn't that leave it vulnerable for stealing a car? And, B, usually it goes crazy, blah, 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 and it lets you know.
Yeah.
And then you run and grab your wife and you grab the fob. But that's another thing that it's just been a goofy automobile stuff going on the last couple days for me.
Methinks your friend wasn't paying attention. Because
how
the car,
can
you
not? Right,
the car would constantly. And then as you drive away, it'd say, hey, you're 50 feet away from your key right now.
I've had that with the drop-off, right? You go and you want me to just drop you off, like where she's running into the store quick or whatever. Yeah, just drop me off. And then she goes out with the fanny pack or whatever that's got the fob in it. And then you're in the minivan and it's going, ding! Ding, ding. I'm like, well, I can't shut it off. I need to go park, and then you just kind of eat it.
Yeah, it's. I think we all just assume it'll stop, and if somebody, if you are going to give a hug, you don't know how that all shakes out. But in this case, he ended up having to have his daughter bring the second fight because she was flying out, and there's a whole ordeal. And I'm very crazy about having my cell phone, wallet, and keys. I'm constantly like checking anytime I'm gone because those are kind of your three big things that if you have, you can pretty much function in this world. And if you don't, and if it's not there, that is one, though, when you're dropping someone off or if you're driving and then you drop yourself off, you have it in your pocket. I was just amazed that the car let you go. I can understand he was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something, but that's the case where I think it should be an automatic 10-yard car shuts off if you don't have the fob. Are you on
right,
my
right
club?
There on the street.
It should shudder a little bit, too, when it shuts.
Yeah.
Kind of like when your lawnmower craps out on you. Just right, really, really kind of violent. All right, Tosh. Did we settle it? Are we good?
I think you guys agreed with me on one, and I don't think we have any idea what the hell's going on with the fob. That's how I kind of took today's conversation.
We'll
so if I get 50% on that, I feel pretty good about it.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.